Blog Talk Radio.
This program dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody. Now, we've all been pounded with the phrase lately, stay safe. How do you do that when there's no enforcement of your safety? I'm standing on the corner trying to figure out the traffic. I can't read the traffic light. Somebody comes by and says, stay safe. And I'm thinking to myself, these people are so misinformed, so, you know, unaware of what the hell is going on. And why are they unaware? Because the agencies and the government doesn't do their job. How do you stay safe when there's no enforcement to keep you safe? Now think about that. Everybody who's not disabled knows that there is enforcement, that they have the safety. Nobody could interfere and not have to answer to the law. Everybody knows that. That's what 911 is about. But not when you're blind and disabled. We talk about this all the time. Now, the government is pushing stay safe on people, right? When, in fact, they have developed or come up with a vaccine that has, in fact, killed people, telling you stay safe. Well, it would make sense. Part of staying safe, don't take that stupid poison vaccine. There's a warning on it. That warning is echoing the word, stay safe. Now, if you can read the warning, guys like me can't, you know, but if you can read the warning, if you go to get the vaccine and they hand you a printout or whatever they give you, and you know, read this thing, and now they're giving, they're questioning women in terms of pregnancy and all that, and breastfeeding and all that. How are you staying safe if there's a warning on the vaccine and you don't heed that warning and you take it anyway? That's not very safe, is it? I mean, there are so many people who have passed away, and look what's happening now in India. They keep saying on the news every day that it's the cases are mounting and growing, and the hospitals are filling up and all that. How are those people staying safe? How many of those people have been vaccinated? That information is not being given out. I mean, I'd like to hear the numbers on that. So stay safe, but there's no enforcement of all the signs that they've put up and the notices and the stuff on the ground and on the floor that people are supposed to be a certain distance away from each other. We can't read that. We can't communicate that, the millions of us who are visually impaired and perhaps other disabilities as well. So how is that to keep us safe? We can't even read it. You know, what are we supposed to do? That they're not counting us in of this stay safe business. It's horrible. And all because there's no enforcement of the ridiculous rules of the Americans Disability Act. I called the attorney who deals handles the Americans Disability Act, He said he had to research it. Never heard from him on it. A couple of weeks ago now. Why do you have to research for people to stay safe when there's no communication to remind you of that safety or to bring it to you or to allow you to access it? What is there to research? That there's no safety there for us? That there's no enforcement? That's what the research is. There's no damn enforcement of anything regarding the disability. And so far, President Biden hasn't done a thing about that. Not one thing that I've heard of that he has done about that. The only thing he's done for the disabled so far is he gave us a few extra $100. That's it. And that's not enforcement. That's a far cry from enforcement. Stay safe. Isn't that interesting? When we come back, we'll enumerate some of the things where we're not safe. And it's got nothing to do with the virus. It goes way back before that. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. I want to thank them again for my food, for my Charabelle, my guide dog. Really appreciate it. And her ARC medicine that helps her with her minor arthritis, they said. All right. Inner Sight, thanks the Big East Taquito Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Aikido lady. And we are grateful. Adopt an Aikido. All right. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And I want to thank Mr. Kennedy again for his donation. I also want to thank him for volunteering to help with the benefit that we're trying to put together. We greatly appreciate that. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy. He told me he got one call so far. Well, that's better than none. And he appreciates that we advertise him every weeknight. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Good friend of Inner Sight. And some of our other friends in the past, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Truro Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, and James Bahamonde is a civil rights attorney, 516-783-9662 if you want to reach him. You have any civil rights questions? What we need is enforcement. Around the world, Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary tries to keep that going. Dog food, cat food, medical. And remember, he survives on donations, so keep that in mind. 631-484-3085. And anybody out there, if you need... I have some dry dog food that my dog doesn't eat. So if you contact me through Inner Sight, we'll try to get it to you. It's quite a bit. I have it in a. I can put it all in a big bucket so you can transport it. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. I'm in Suffolk County, local Long Island. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and we appreciate all the beautiful children, especially those who have passed on, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. And remember to watch out for the children, especially if they're disabled. They may need a little extra caring. Yes, inner sight around the world, and let's see, we'll try to get the Able News in a little later, and we'll see if we can get the phones open. Talking tonight about the phrase, stay safe, and that phrase for us, the disabled, 61 million, without enforcement. There is no enforcement to keep us safe. And that is one of the, probably the biggest challenge for those of us who are disabled, that there's no enforcement, that we have to keep advocating and badgering and calling and telling the politicians and bothering them, because there's no protection. We have to try to get people to do us favors when it shouldn't be. It should be by law that everyone is protected. And there's so many examples. How about the safety law? All right. You're blind. You're denied a guide dog. The dog keeps you safe. You're not covered under the same law that everybody else is covered under. Here an agency interferes with your safety. You don't know if they made the right decision. You know they raised a bunch of money and they kept it because they got a file with Albany. But there's nothing in there about the training of the dog. So you submit to the whole application process. You go on a waiting list. You're denied the safety. You could train with the dog and still be denied the safety. And they've benefited from your denial. They keep the money they've raised. Now, that could not happen to someone who wasn't disabled. If an agency were to interfere with someone's safety who wasn't disabled, they'd be in big trouble. Unless that person was a criminal, of course. Now, every agency that's dealing with safety must be licensed. I believe that's a federal law, to have a license, because they're entrusted with someone's safety. The guide dog schools are entrusted with safety, and they do not have a license to train the dog. And that's how they get away with it. So, you know, it's just horrendous that we have to be subject to this, that no one comes to your aid. There isn't one agency that will help you when you're denied the safety of a service dog. Inner Sight is the only one, and we don't have the financial support to really help the person, you know, to train the dog and to put up the money for the medical, which is supposed to be free in New York City, but only if you get your dog from one of the schools that they like. How prejudiced is that? So there's a classic example of safety, and we have so many. stay safe? How do you stay safe? You're in a wheelchair and you can't access the subway station. There's no safety in that. There's no law. I mean, there's a batch of half-assed rules that doesn't mean anything because they're not enforceable. There's no money behind it. So there's another way that millions of people are being forced to be more at a risk. Their safety happens every day of the week, and people get away with it because they built the system wrong, and they've left it that way. And now they're trying to struggle to fix it. Well, it's not good enough because there should be strict enforcement on safety like that. It's all right that they're going to fix it, but where's the enforcement? That should be there. Stay safe. Are they talking to the people in the nursing homes when they say that? Especially in connection with this virus now? The word stay safe. They didn't keep the people safe in the nursing homes. They brought people in who had the virus. And many people who were already weakened by other conditions, maybe caught the virus, and a lot of them died because they couldn't handle it. They didn't necessarily die from the virus. They died from complications of other conditions in addition to a virus because they were so run down and prone to infection. How did stay safe help them without enforcement? How did stay safe help them when the nursing home took all their money and their apartment in many cases and tried to get their homes? We have a woman now, one of our advocates in a nursing home, who has a condominium. She owns it. They're going to try to take it away from her. That's what happened. And they lost her cell phone.
Hello?
Something happened to her cell phone, and she's without a phone. So how does stay safe
mm-hmm.
apply to someone who's caught up in a nursing home and there's no enforcement, and they take all your money and you got no place else to go? You want to get out of there. You want to get to a place where people are not coming in and out with a damn virus or pneumonia or whatever the hell else they have. How does stay safe apply to those millions of people?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It damn ass doesn't, because there's no enforcement. And they have no resource. They have no money. And the stupid programs that are supposed to help them, forget that.
Yeah.
That didn't come along and help the thousands and perhaps millions in nursing homes who couldn't get out. Where were all those programs? They didn't practice stay safe with the people in the nursing homes, did they?
Nope. Where were they? Yeah
and all the other millions.
She caught that infection. It was a basic infection, Frank. And yet she died from it. You know what it reminds me of? Poor Joe. When he was in the hospital, he died from a basic infection. Yeah, sepsis. Yeah. and it went to
well,
her
it happens every day.
Yeah.
You know,
I
because
was
there's
happy
no,
about it.
There's no enforcement.
Nope, there isn't.
You know, in Joe's case, it was different because he had money.
Yeah.
But the nursing homes are worse because they take all your money. They take your apartment. Then they bring in people who are ill.
Yeah.
And you're in a weakened condition. And, of course, you're going to get something. And no enforcement.
That's right.
That is the worst part of it. You know, you can't call the police and when you're in a nursing home and say, people are coming in here with virus and I'm afraid my loved one's going to get sick and I want you to get her out of here.
Absolutely.
They won't do that.
No, they won't.
You know why they won't do it? Because they have no enforcement power.
Nope.
That's
none
why they won't
ever.
Do it.
And I don't think that would become an enforceable thing. That's how I feel about it. It won't.
The what?
I don't feel that will become an enforceable thing. I really don't.
No, it has to.
It has to.
But how else
are
you going to save all these people?
I pray to God it does.
It has
really
to become enforceable. It has to be. 911 is there. Why isn't 911 there when a person's in a nursing home and they take all your money and your apartment and you're bringing in people that carry disease, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't that worthy of enforcement to help those
people? In their eyes and the nursing home owner's eyes, I pray to God they see our way. That's what I think.
I don't give a damn if they see our way or not. That's the wrong attitude. The hell with them see our way. They better
take it over. They better
start helping
people.
Not if they see our way. Who the hell cares about they see our way or not? They don't. That's not thought of in the case of so-called non-disabled people. You don't have to see somebody's way to protect them. The enforcement is there.
It's more than the enforcement.
The cops shouldn't have to walk in and say, oh, please, see it our way.
Yeah.
Hell no. There should be enforcement. The cop should have the authority. And if he has to, pull his gun and say, come on, you're going to jail. You're leaving this person here. You took their money. You brought in diseased people. You're going to explain this to a judge. You're under arrest. That's how it should be. Because there's no damn enforcement. It's got nothing to do with see our way or do us a favor. That's a bunch of bull.
No, I'm not saying see our way.
Nobody's treated like that.
No, nobody should be treated like that.
Hell no. There should be a strict law.
Yeah, it should be.
That should protect us the way it protects everybody else. And that's what InnerSight believes, and that's what we talk about on this show. And we're going to keep on talking about it until it's done. All right, InnerSight around the world. How about the Able News? You want to try that?
Yeah.
Try the Able News.
Okay. Able is for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
We have two petitions, both of which when successful, will bring about strict enforcement of safety. Both of them, nursing home and the service dog schools, two big areas where there is no enforcement, where it's greatly needed. So sign the petitions.
Yeah.
And it'll also help the average person who has to pay all these taxes, especially on the nursing home business, to keep people in there when they could be in their own home and perhaps get a little job and contribute and help you, the average able-bodied person.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's never thought of in that way. That's what would happen if people didn't have to go into nursing homes. They'd have more of a chance to help other people by having a little job and working. That's what the president should be doing. I haven't heard one word yet about enforcement from President Joe Biden for the disabled. Not one. All right, inner sight, safety, stay safe. You can't do that without enforcement.
That's true.
You cannot stay safe without enforcement. And that's what they're expecting us, the disabled, 61 million of us,
wow,
to do. Stay safe. Give us the enforcement and we will. But without enforcement, you are not safe. So be grateful that you have it. People complain about the police department, 911. They complain about the courts. You know, believe me, you wouldn't want to be without them.
Yeah, that's true.
You may not always agree with them, but you wouldn't want to be without them.
That's
for damn sure. Take it from somebody who knows.
Oh, yeah.
All right, inner sight, 213-816-1650. If you want to dial in, try to stick to the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe without enforcement. And if you have an experience about that, we'd like to hear it. How are we doing? Are the two petitions updated yet, or we have to still do it?
Yeah, we have to just, I just want to do a once-over, like read it and make sure it's okay.
All right.
And then I'll do it. Okay.
We've amended the two petitions.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I just want,
what?
Like I said, I just want to read it with you and make sure it flows well. Okay?
Yeah, all right. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow. I want to get the Mother's Day campaign up for both the nursing homes and the service dog schools. You know, multiple moms that'll be in nursing homes that don't belong there, shouldn't be there, and multiple moms who will be denied service dogs. So we need to, the government doesn't keep track of that, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't care about that. They'll tell a blind person, go out and, you know, learn how to walk with a stick. Well, that's not the same thing as a guide dog. Nowhere near.
No, it isn't.
Nowhere near.
People are fearful.
The same damn thing.
People are fearful. Many people are fearful of walking around with just a cane. And in certain circumstances, too. For me, I'm more fearful at night. So I remember what it was like when I was younger and I only had just my wheelchair. It was a lot easier because I had my sight and I had, my hearing. Now I don't have my hearing as well and I don't have my sight as well. So I sit down and I'm like, oh, a dog would be so much better. But, you know, I'm waiting for, a time when, it's not during the pandemic, and I'm just waiting for a time where...
Well, they're training dogs again.
They are? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm.
Several months ago, over the winter, I had one of the most frightening experiences of my life.
Yeah?
I was crossing... I live here in Suffolk County, New York, where the railroad runs directly on the surface in many places.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I was crossing the tracks, and without warning, the damn thing starts coming, you know.
Oh, my.
Well, I hung on to my girl, Charabelle, for my life.
Yeah.
And when I got across the tracks, I burst out into tears.
I would have, too.
If I had a stick, I would have been dead. I wouldn't know which way to go, what to do.
Yeah.
She pulled me
to
life.
Yeah.
So there you have the devils who would take that away from somebody. And it's only the evil, the devil that you can call it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. Denying somebody that safety.
It is. I would say
without
that.
Even proof. And making money on that denial.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's what makes it so damn evil.
I agree with that. Yeah, I do.
So there you have an example of what we were talking about before. No enforcement. See what happens when there's no enforcement? Look how somebody risked their life. How many people that we don't know about have been denied the safety of a guide dog, taken up the cane, and gotten killed?
We don't know that answer.
I'll bet you there's thousands that we don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Because nobody relates it. The agencies don't put that shit on their website, excuse me.
They should.
They don't put that on their website. They don't tell those stories.
I'm going to keep
there's
saying
there's got to be thousands of people.
Should. Yeah.
Because there's no enforcement. You cannot have, you cannot stay safe without enforcement.
That's true.
Nobody can. Nobody can.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight at 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Give us your opinion on safety without enforcement. Anybody on the line?
We have Maureen, and we have our listener, who's Danny. So we're going to go to Maureen.
Wait a minute. We have Maureen and who?
Danny. But he doesn't want to. He just listens.
All right, let's go to Maureen.
Okay.
From Queens.
Yep. Hi, Maureen.
On Inner Sight Live.
Hey, you doing?
Hi.
Welcome.
All right. I missed the good part of the show, except for the last, 2 minutes, because I'm starting to pack up stuff. I didn't realize what time it was.
Oh,
so I'm trying to get rid of some stuff. And
yeah, but that's great. I feel so happy for you.
Thanks. I lost track of the time, so I didn't realize it was so late.
Yeah,
thanks. I'm still waiting for the lady with the lease to call.
Oh, okay.
I can't get through to her for the last 2 days, so
that's
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I hope everything's, okay.
I think everything's okay. Just have to wait and find out, when you move in. That's all.
Yeah.
No. You should find out about the heat before you move in. You want to know what
I did. It's included.
Okay.
It's already
the heat's included. Okay.
Oh, good.
I thought I had told you that. But it's only the electricity you have to pay.
Oh, the electricity.
So the heat's included, so that's good.
Is
it gas heat?
For that? I'm sorry.
Gas. Yeah, gas.
Oh, good.
All right. So you have to pay electric?
Yes, I have to pay electric. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right, but the heat is gas.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think they have the budget thing, so that won't be bad.
Oh, but that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. With Con Ed, you can do the budget thing.
Yeah.
So.
That's after
Yeah,
a while.
Put you on a budget.
Yeah. That's what they do with...
Yeah, that's after what?
That's after you, like, a couple of months you've, you know, paid, and then they create a budget for you.
Everything is just so new to me.
I used to live in the city and use Con Ed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything's just so, do they do gas and electric now, Con Ed? They used to only do electric, and National Grid did the other.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I moved out a long time ago, the city. I moved out 1997. That was the last time. Yeah. So I don't
know. You might even remember Brooklyn Union.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Everything's changed since then, that's for
sure.
I had it wrong.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. I had it wrong. The president is speaking tonight, not last night.
Yeah, I'm wondering what he's saying. I'm curious.
Well, it's at 9 o'clock, but I had the wrong night. It's tonight.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I guess he's going to talk about the mask mandates and stuff and dropping that.
That's
going
to be
Are we getting another stimulus?
I hope so. I could still use
two people
one.
Have mentioned that. I don't know.
I
hope so, too.
To tell you the truth. I could use it so I can get my, do an interview. So I could get a small part-time job. It would be good.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody, two people have said about it, so hopefully maybe it'll be.
Oh, I found out that if you're blind, the Social Security, it's gone up. You're allowed to make, now Frank's going to be allowed to make, but I'm going to say it. You are allowed to make, okay, 20 and keep your Social Security the same way without any deductions, okay? And let's see, $2,300. So,
well, yeah, it used
no
to be 20.
What was it?
It used to be 20-something, right?
It
used to be 2,000-something, no?
Yeah, it used to be 2,000 even, and now it's 2,300. That's what they
told
me.
Well, that's good.
Has to be under that amount. I think it is $2,300. I gotta go look.
You should
at
be
my
allowed to
now.
Make all you want.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah, because nobody else is penalized.
Hey, that's right now.
And pay taxes on it.
Yeah, why not?
Like everybody else, and keep your disability.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But
that's how it should be.
And if you have a problem, well, they call this ticket to work. Now, they said that you can get back on disability when you need to if something happens. They're making that some sort of, I don't know how that works, but I think it's still, there's a lot of tiny little problems with that. So they got to work that out because that's not helping anyone.
Well, once again, what you're saying is true. Well, once again, it's a half-assed situation.
Oh,
they're going to take away your disability.
Yeah.
I don't accept that at all. To me, that's horrible. They have no right to take away your disability.
That's true.
As long as you're disabled.
So they take it away, and then when you stop working, you're put back on it?
If you go over that amount, okay, your disability is taken away. So your best bet, okay, if you're under that amount, you could use it. If you're over that amount, you should just start saving it, okay? And wait for them to say, hey, we want it back. Because what happened with me is I didn't know that. And then I'm going to tell everybody not to have a heart attack when they heard how much I owed. But I want to tell everybody. They took back all of what I was paid.
Why don't we
stick
to the subject? Maureen, I
want
to ask you
a
question.
That's not making me safe, though, Frank. That's not
Yeah,
making
right.
me
well,
safe.
That's been going on for years and years, and you should have done more about it. But
well,
anyway.
No, I didn't know at the time.
Maureen, what do you think of safety without enforcement? Well, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, when I go out, I'm either with somebody or I don't go too far. I just go from, like, the bank to the drugstore next door because, you know, I use the cane. So, I mean, I couldn't go much further than where I'm familiar with because I wouldn't know what's there and what's in my way or, you know,
that's
so I'm very limited in going somewhere.
Are you apprehensive about crossing the street? You can't read the light?
Well, I can see the cars, but I'm usually with somebody, so, and I mean, the drivers of today are so crazy, you know.
But I mean, even when you're with somebody, wouldn't you feel better if you knew you could read the light?
Oh, yeah.
You knew you had
it? I mean, if I could do it on my own, I would, you know, that would be great and not have to wait
for
someone else.
Well, with or without somebody, you'd know that you have that measure of safety. If you could read the light and cross when the light is in your favor. See, they want you to cross. Here's another thing. They want you to cross when the light is in your favor. Everybody knows that, right?
Right.
But yet they make it so you can't freaking read it.
That's
what a contradiction that is.
You know what bothers me? When they train you for the light, okay, this I never understood. Maybe you guys have been longer disabled with your vision than I have, okay? But when you go and try to cross the street, now they tell you to listen, okay, for the traffic. All right. I go and listen for the traffic.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of bull.
It doesn't
mean anything.
I can't
the
hear
traffic
it.
Could
I
go any which way.
I know, but I can't hear it. I have trouble listening for the traffic because all of it sounds the same to me because of my hearing deficit. So I'm trying to listen for the darn traffic. I have no idea where the traffic's coming from. Really.
Yeah, but you'd be a lot safer if you could read the light, is my observation.
Yeah.
These people that are teaching you how to cross, they're all phony. Because first thing they should do is make sure you can read the light and then tell you wait for the light.
Well, I can't see
but they
the
can't
light.
Tell you wait. They can't tell you wait for the light if you can't read it.
That's right.
Right. Or they should have some kind of audio.
Listening for a car is not the same thing as having the light.
That's right.
Believe me.
That's true.
Because you don't know the cycle of the light.
That's right.
So there's classic.
Yeah, well, that's the accessible pedestrian.
Classic safety. stay safe with no enforcement. That's a classic example of it.
That is a
no enforcement.
Yeah. And then you got people that go through these stripes, you know, at the crosswalk.
Oh, yeah.
So although you have the right way
in front of you, that's the best thing. Oh, I happen to love that. Let's have two points for the woman on the wheelchair who's blind. That's what they do. They cut right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get a special place for those type of people that God will address them because they want to, I don't know what they want to do, really.
Yes, I mean, we could be doing what we're supposed to be doing, right? But they still come out of, you know, nowhere. Or they just,
it bothers me.
Crazy.
I think. Yeah, it is, very.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Inner Sight, and let's see, television tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Altice on the Long Island cable, 7:30, all over the island. You want to check us out. That's the television.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Maureen, anything else on the subject?
That's it.
Stay safe?
No, I just hope everybody does, that's for sure, because we're living in a really wacky world in every way, shape, and form, so, you know, especially when you're handicapped.
Especially those of us
obstacles.
Without enforcement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
All right, we're
going
to move on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you,
okay,
and...
Guys.
Keep us abreast of the move and all that, you know.
Yeah. I know. I hope I hear from her tomorrow.
Frank,
all right, thanks, guys. Take care.
I have something
Intersight.
To tell you when you're ready.
Intersight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Tomorrow night's show, don't let your family control you.
Oh, yeah.
It's tomorrow night. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Friday night's the funnies. So come on down and have a blast Friday night. Goof off and just have some fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Am I still
on
fire?
So,
yeah, you are. You are. I have to get...
You want me to hang up?
I know. I'll get you.
All right.
Yeah, I'll get
you.
Sorry.
Okay, good night. Sorry, guys.
Good night. No, don't be sorry. It's okay.
So, you know, yeah, you try to stay safe in your life, you know, most people do. You try to do the right thing, you know. Now, I'm thinking coming up on Mother's Day, you know, how many disabled moms in this country, here's another statistic that I don't believe we have, if you Google it. How many disabled moms in this country, let's take the blind ones, blind, visually impaired, have to walk down the street with their child, you know, and can't read the traffic light?
Oh,
no,
probably
no,
a good amount.
No enforcement.
Right.
To keep not only them, but now the child.
Right.
Life is more in jeopardy because there's no enforcement of the safety, you know, and nobody's doing anything about it. The agencies aren't doing anything about it. You know they can put up a light, but if there's no enforcement, what good is it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What about the next block and the block after that?
Yeah. They should put it all over. Freak that. Simply put.
So, yeah. So there you have a situation. How many disabled moms now who are responsible for a child will be denied a service dog or a guide dog in the next couple of weeks? See? Taking away their safety. Now the schools say, oh, that unit is not safe. Well, they can say that all they want. Can they prove it?
That's right.
Where's the proof that it's not safe?
No.
You know, these schools don't even stand behind what they say.
No, they don't.
Because they don't have to prove it.
No.
The unit is not safe, but yet they've made 50 to 100 grand on that unit. But it's not safe.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
See? Well, they say it's not safe. But they've never had to prove it. So there's another situation, thinking in terms of just the disabled moms who will be denied. And you hardly ever hear of that. You know, the agencies don't publicize that. The agencies don't say to these women, would you like us to help you? We don't agree with the school. We want to raise the money, you know, find you a trainer, find a dog, and we want to do a fundraiser and put aside, you know, $15,000, $25,000 toward the medical for the dog, and you'll have it. They don't do that. There isn't one agency on this planet that has ever done that I know of. You know, Intersight would do it, but we don't have that kind of money.
That's true.
It's hard enough to raise a couple of hundred. So there you have safety without. Stay safe without enforcement. you know, thinking in terms of these holidays that are coming up. In June, you got Father's Day, the same thing.
Wow.
You know. All right. Inner sight and go back to the at the outset of the show, and I mentioned the vaccines, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the warning.
Well. Mm-hmm.
The warnings on the vaccines that millions of us can't even read.
That's true.
You know, you hear little bits and pieces on the news.
But you don't hear what also.
And you're
about anything else about it.
Concerned.
Yeah.
So they're telling people to stay safe,
but
and yet they're
not.
Warning them about the vaccine can kill you. Does that make any sense?
Nope.
There's no common sense in that.
And there's no common sense when you actually, you know, it's really, you're very confused on which vaccine is doing the most damage or actually causing the damage and or what, you know, they've thought about it. Are they actually examining it now? What part of that vaccination is the problem?
I think
yeah, things like
all
that.
Of them have a warning on them now.
Yeah, I agree with you now.
All
they
want to
cover their butt. They do.
Have some kind of a warning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the only reason they put the damn things on is because when they're sued,
mm-hmm.
it means a lower settlement. Oh, we warned you.
We warned you.
And you still took
like
it.
Wait a minute. Like with that mesh that I had, right? I have. They warned me. They warned me on the thing. Well, who puts that a mesh is suitable? You know, suitable is a, you know, a term used for COVID.
You still used it. They warned you, and you still used it. You shouldn't have used it. That's true.
Well, I didn't even.
But
see
they
it.
Shouldn't have allowed. They should never released it.
Yeah, and I never saw it. I never saw that term.
Well, you couldn't read it.
Suitable.
Right?
I couldn't read it. Right. But some lawyer.
But you're not protected on that level.
No, I'm not.
Because there's no enforcement.
That's right. He said to
everybody
me, I
else
would have
is.
Taken, before you had your burn to your face, I would have taken the case to make that enforceable, that what you have said. But I can't do that once you've been burnt. So I said in the back of my mind, so you would take the case to say that things need to be more accessible. Am I right about that? Because he said it that way.
Should be enforcement of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Should be enforcement.
That's right.
And there is,
but he didn't.
You know,
right.
They should have to be obligated to make it so everybody can read it. Everybody can have it and understand it.
Yep.
So, how do you stay safe when they throw vaccines at you that haven't been tested in the proper way? People have died. Blood clots, inflammation. So far, I've heard about blood clots, inflammation of the heart. I don't know what else is coming up, but I'll bet you any money there's more.
Yeah, there is inflammation of the heart for the Pfizer one. I think now.
Yeah. So hopefully people are going to back off and not take this stuff. You know. I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, protect yourself. Be grateful that, you know, that you have enforcement, that you have to be able to read this stuff if you're the average able-bodied person. We don't even have that.
Nope, we don't.
You know? Heard it right here on Inner Sight, live, around the world. We predicted this months ago, remember?
Yes, we did. We said things are going to not be you know, good for these vaccinations, because what's going to happen is it hasn't been tested. And that's going to be the problem. But
yeah.
Now, here's the worst thing now. I just got something that I'm going to have to take a test, right? For my, I have an aneurysm in my, what is that? The trachea near my lungs where I breathe, there's an artery there. And they want to make sure that aneurysm hasn't gotten any bigger. So they want to just give me a CAT scan. Well, guess what? Just for that stupid CAT scan, I have to go and get the vaccination for that CAT scan. I told you you're going to need it. I had that feeling, didn't I?
That's crazy.
Isn't it? I had that feeling.
I wouldn't take any more of that stuff.
I didn't. I told them I took one and that's it. And I didn't feel right. After it, I didn't feel right. And then they said, oh, then you're not going to take another? I said, no. Why should I?
I wouldn't take any more of that stuff.
No, I'm not. But I told you they would require you. Yeah. They're going to go and they're going to do the, what do they call that? The booster shots at the end of the year. I wonder what that's about now.
I heard a lot of people are not signing up for these things anymore.
No, they're not.
And I hope it's
because
true.
Because they're going to get sick.
What are they going to do?
Take it,
throw it in the ocean, and they'll pollute the whole damn seaboard.
No, they can't do that.
What are they going to do with it? People don't take it. There's the other question.
Well, listen,
now.
people actually, who have, COVID use the facilities, so don't they pollute the water?
Sure. But they have to, if they don't use this stuff, here's the other thing. They have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Where are they going to put it now?
I don't know. A lot of people are not taking the second shot. Lots.
That's what I'm saying. They've got millions of doses now. What are they going to do?
Don't know.
That has to be discarded somehow.
Now, I went to... what was it? Oh, the hospital that I always used to go in all the time? I'm not going to advertise them. But anyway, and they had, now they have tons of doses, tons. And they're calling me, not calling me, sending me notification on my phone saying you did not complete your thing. You did not complete it. And I'm like, I don't intend to. And I... And they said, but you might have problems going into certain tests. I said, so is it, why are you,
problems.
Constantly notifying me?
Tell them read the damn thing.
Yeah.
There's the problem.
Yeah.
You're the problem. Read it.
No, look, I
be
said,
glad you can read it. I can't read it.
That's right.
What are you reading,
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Intersight, we'll be with you, tomorrow night, Mr. Biden speech, 9 o'clock. Mr. Biden, sir, give us enforcement.
That's
you don't
right.
give us enforcement, you're giving us nothing.
Yeah.
That's my message
That's
to the President of the United States.
Yeah.
We need enforcement, and we need control of our lives, and nobody
and
should have the right to take away our disability money under any circumstances. You want me to give the speech, Mr. Biden? I will.
Yeah.
Intersight, thank you so much for listening. Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night. Don't let your family control you. Very important. And I want to thank all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Thank you so much.
You're
Intersight.
Welcome.
Around the world, and join us tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
everyone. Inner Sight.
Good night.